Welcome to the Dream Life University podcast show, the show that helps you transition from a life you live to a life you love by giving you practical strategies and tools to help you succeed. And now, here's your host, Rhonda Williams.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dream Life University podcast show. This is episode number 12, Following Your Dreams Pays Off. I'm Rhonda Williams, the Dream Life Coach, and your host for the show, where we help you transition from a life you live to a life you love. Today's show is sponsored by Spoiled Naturally, so if you have a chance, go over and check them out at spoilednaturally.com for beautiful and naturally moisturized skin. Today, I am really excited to have Abraham joining us on the show. And let me just tell you a little bit about Abraham. He is the co-founder of, he's the co-founder and CEO of BloomChase.com, which is an online service that matches customers to the best local professionals near them. He came to America 14 years ago with a big old dream and only $100 in his pocket. Today, he is living the American dream while helping others discover and pursue their own dreams. He is a certified life and business coach, apostle, and author of many, many books. He lives in Atlanta with his beautiful wife and family. Abraham, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Such a pleasure to be here. I'm honored to be your guest today.
You know, I'm so glad to have you join us because I think your story is a very interesting one. And I think there's always so much to be learned that others can take away when you're able to be open and transparent and share with us some of, you know, what you went through and also some of the successes that came out of that. So I am excited to speak with you today.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure again.
Okay, so let's dive right into questions because as I was reading and understanding your background, the first question I had was, I'm not exactly sure how old you were when you came to America, but how did that come about? Did you always know that you wanted to come here or did you come with parents?
Oh, yeah. That's such a good question. You know, my parents, they live here in America, so they are U.S. citizens, you know, naturalized. And U.S. citizens. So my dad has been here for a long, long time. So it filed for me to be able to come to America. That was 2000, and I think it was October 18, 2002, just about 14 years ago. And so the dream, I was already in medical school in Nigeria. I'm originally from Nigeria. So the dream was to come here to America, finish up my medical degree and become a gynecologist, you know. But when I came here, I kind of started going back to school, but I just lost interest totally in medicine and biology and stuff like that. I just felt like my calling was business and ministry also too. I'm also an apostle and pastor too in Atlanta. So I felt like my calling was, you know, ministry and business and to help people in that way. Rather than, you know, being a medical doctor. One of the reasons why I wanted to be a medical doctor was to help people and help women because I wanted to be a gynecologist. But like I said, I lost interest, so I changed course from medicine to business. I got some degrees in that. Then, you know, so that's how really I got started in business and just, you know, and coaching and just helping people. For the last few years.
Wow. That's a pretty amazing story because that's so very different. You started off on one path and you completely changed and did it about. Abraham, was there anyone in particular that inspired you or that was coaching and mentoring you that really fostered that feeling that you wanted to do something other than medicine?
Yeah, there was quite some people. There's been a lot of people, you know, like I said, it takes a village to raise a child, you know. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of people that have really inspired me from, you know, even back home from Nigeria. There's a guy called Dr. Chris. He really inspired me. But yeah, in America, I think Les Brown have, you know, inspired me a lot. Tony Robbins, Bishop T.D. Jakes. There's a lot of people. I'm a good learner. I learn from as many people as possible, you know. Mm-hmm. But I never really had a direct mentor coach until maybe a year or two ago. And that's one of the things I wanted to really talk about on this broadcast as well. I feel like I would have been further up in life if I had like a one-on-one mentor or one-on-one coach, you know. I thought I could just conquer the whole world myself. So I never really saw the need for it until about a year or two ago. Oh. And if I had like a direct mentor or direct coach or life strategies, whatever you want to call it, I think I probably would have been further ahead in life than I am right now.
You know, that's amazing. And I do want to stay on this topic for a few moments because I think it's, first of all, I want to thank you for being so transparent about that because, you know, I feel a little bit like that myself in that, you know, we do so much and we get into a mindset sometimes that we think we know what's best for us. But the problem is that we don't know what we don't know, right? There's so much out there. And the next person who has lived and experienced can share with us, but we're hesitant to reach out because we think we know the best way. So you said if you had a mentor or a coach, you believe you would have been further along.
Yes. Very, very true, you know. I think it was, Isaac Newton or so that said, it got further by standing on the shoulders of giants, you know. We all can do better. Nobody's smart enough to just figure out all their life all by themselves, you know. There's always going to be somebody else out there that can give us an insight or two that can help us to be better at whatever it is that our dream, our life, our vision is, you know. So it's very, very important that we don't do life alone, but we work with somebody qualified that can help us, guide us, inspire us, you know, lead us in whatever way it is, you know, to help us get and maximize our dream.
Well, I know a lot of people who are still trying to determine why they need a coach. And my basic philosophy is that every single one of us need a coach. Regardless of who that person is, you need to find someone that has been where you are trying to go and find the person that's willing to help you along the way. Because as you said, we all need that helping hand up, and standing on the shoulders of giants is definitely a way to do that. But what would you say to the person who says, you know, I don't need a coach because, you know, first of all, I can't afford a coach. It's just too much money. And, you know, I know how to do this. What advice would you give to that person?
Well, I always tell people, I wrote an article some time ago, and the title was Only Gold Medalists and Super Athletes and Really Need a Coach, you know? I mean, if you consider yourself, your dream, your vision to be first class, if you consider yourself a gold medalist, a potential gold medalist, a potential somebody that is worth, your dream is worth, you know, something wonderful, then you're going to need a coach, you know. Michael Jordan, as great as he was, he needed a coach. Or, you know, Kobe Bryant, even Michael Jackson needed to work with Quincy Jones to help him get better. And I believe that the late Prince probably was more talented than Michael Jackson, but he never really worked with any notable coach or producer that anybody knew. He worked mostly by himself. And yet, his songs or his music was not as popular or as big as Michael Jackson was. But Michael Jackson, even though he was good and awesome, but was smart enough to find coaches, which is producers, songwriters, and, you know, voice coaches and all those other people to work with him to make his craft better. And to the other part of your question is that I think it's a lie and a fallacy when people say they cannot afford a coach. Maybe what they're really saying is that they really don't see the value in paying for a coach, you know, because these same people that say they cannot afford a coach, Rhonda, can afford a Gucci bag, can afford a $300 pair of shoes, you know, can afford things that are very, very expensive, you know, but they claim they cannot afford a coach, you know. Of course, we know that every coach or life strategist or whatever you want to call it, I mean, the price point is different, you know. But there's always somebody out there that is qualified, that is licensed or certified or have just the experience that can help or coach anybody. You know, there are coaches that work with you for like $25 an hour and those that work with you for like $25,000 an hour. But there's always somebody out there that is qualified to work with anybody if they just see the value in it, you know. So anybody listening to this podcast right now, you need a coach. If you got something really special, awesome in you that you're trying to buff out, you need a coach. You need somebody on your corner that's going to work with you. And let me just plug real quick. Rhonda, I've known you for a few time now, but I think you are awesome coach. I know that's not the term you normally use, but hey, if you need a coach, Rhonda, she's somebody I would recommend, you know, somebody that you can reach out and talk to, and I'm sure she's going to be able to do something awesome for you, you know.
Well, thank you so much for that plug. I sure appreciate it. I don't know, Abraham. I don't know if people want to work with me because I'm really kind of no nonsense, right? I am really about helping people figure out what is your dream and let's make it happen. What do we need to do that? But as you mentioned earlier, you know, sometimes people will invest resources and money and a lot of different things, but the things that are central to improving their overall life are the things that we sometimes find ourselves struggling to convince people are important. I don't know about that.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and you said that you're a no-nonsense coach, you know, which is what people really need, you know. I mean, people got friends already that they can kid around with, you know, but they need somebody else they can talk that can help them get better and help them to achieve their goals and dreams. And that's why somebody like you is super, super important for somebody to talk to, you know, that can really help them get to where they need to get to and achieve their dreams, you know.
I think that's awesome. Yeah, and thank you for that. And again, for, you know, our listeners and callers out there, you know, we're speaking with Abraham, who is the co-founder and CEO of BloomChase.com. And I'm really excited, and we're going to learn a little bit more about his service. But before I have you tell us about BloomChase, I wanted to ask you, so you knew that you wanted to help people. So what made you decide to become a certified life coach?
Yes. The reason I wanted to become a certified life coach was I wanted to, of course, I've been talking to people, helping people for quite some time, but I wanted to go through the process and get some more, you know, experience, some more knowledge, you know, and of course the certification as well, just kind of more credentials and to help me better help people. Mm-hmm. I believe that one of the reasons why I was born was to help people, was to add value to people, to help people achieve their dreams, their potential, and the greatness that is inside of them. So that's one of the reasons why I started coaching and I've been able to help a lot of, you know, people over time. Every year I take new students, you know, and help them to, you know, achieve whatever it is that they need to achieve, you know. So that's pretty much it on the life coaching part.
Wonderful. Well, and so you became a life coach and then your business was off. And was it, how did you find starting your life coach business? Was it easy to get started? And then you can sort of flow right into telling us a little bit about BloomChase.
Yes. It was everything requires work, you know, and surely in certain communities, you know, fortunately, African-American communities, which is my primary place of influence, and it's kind of a new concept, you know, for people to like work with a coach. So sometimes there's some education that is involved in terms of helping people see the need for it, you know. I mean, I've had people that have offered free sessions that other people paid $9.95 for, and they still quit. You know, they sit after two or three classes, they're like, oh, I don't think this is for me, but I just give it to you free. Other people paid for it, you know, because why some of these things happen is that some people, they still, you know, this is kind of getting used to the importance of working with a coach, having a coach in their life, you know. So I think there was a little bit when I started, there was a little bit of convincing and stuff. But as I begin to make more input and add more value to the life of my students, you know, so they began to spread the word. And now, you know, it's like relatively easier to get clients to work with, you know. And that also led me to why we founded Bloom Chase. Bloom Chase, we started that last year. And part of the reason to us, at one point, it was so hard to get new clients. And as I was talking to other coaches and counselors and stuff, I found that I was not the only person that wished they were busier or they had more clients, you know. And so then I knew that, okay, there's a need for a platform whereby people that make it easy for coaches and counselors to find new clients. And also make that would be easy too for clients to find counselors, you know. It could be very intimidating and stressful to go on YouTube or Google and try to find a life coach or whatever. You have thousands or millions of different stuff out there. So the idea was, what about if we have a platform together whereby we can match customers with local professionals, coaches, and counselors and stuff like that, you know. So that's where we started Bloom Chase, and it's been really awesome. And we have currently have over 3,000 professionals that are listed on Bloom Chase. It's a very, very simple process, you know. Our pricing right now is about $9 a month to $24.95 a month, depending on what package a person needs. So for only $9 a month or $99 a year, any coach, counselor, professional can create a beautiful profile. And that's all they need. They fill up the profile, the picture, their social media, everything. So when somebody come on the site and they need that particular expertise, you know, and in that zip code that person requires, so in less than 5 seconds, we can match a customer with the right professional, you know. So Bloomchair is really, really exciting for me because we've seen that, because another way it kind of fits into my life dream of helping people, because we kind of help two people at the same time. We help the customers find the best professional for them, and also our professionals find customers, you know. So that's kind of what Bloomchair does, and it's very, very, very exciting, you know. And gone are the days whereby, you know, you got to print business cards, flyers, and run that people at Walmart, you know, and knock on doors and try to introduce yourself. But with Bloom Chase, you know, it takes less than 10 minutes, create a profile, sign up. And that's all you really need to do, because our job is to drive traffic to your site and get you leads, you know. So that's pretty much what Bloom Chase does in essence.
Wow, that is fantastic. And, you know, I commend you for seeing a need. There is really something important about that, Abraham. When you see a need and then you have you have the courage to just go out there and say, you know what, why not me? I can fill this need. And so was it scary at all to do this, or did you find a challenging as you were getting it started?
Yes, it was scary, but it is one of those business that I guess I really did not know how hard it was going to be to get started. That probably if I did, maybe I might not have started it, you know, or maybe I would have, because I like challenge also, you know, but I don't know. It's very hard. It's a hard business to do because it's what they call the chicken and egg problem, you know. It's a double-sided business, you know. Unlike if you have a store, let's say you have an online store now, or if you are like a coach now, you know, you only have one group of people you market into, clients. You want to get clients. Or if you have a shoe business, you want to get clients. But we are double-sided marketplace, you know. We have to market to professionals to get them to list. And at the same time, we have to market to customers to come and hire our professionals. So we're marketing two spectrum of the market at the same time. Then we have to keep that balance, and you know, it's a tough business to do, you know. But when it works really, really well. Mm-hmm. You know, we just entered the space now. Our biggest competitor, they are about eight or nine years into the game, and they already have a market valuation of $1.6 billion. So the market is still huge. There's a lot of opportunity for growth, but a very tough business to get into because is a double-sided type of business, you know.
Wow.
But we're making strides, you know. We're gaining traction, and this week we're going to be in North Carolina to try to audition for Shark Tank, and I mean getting good traction now, you know. So we're doing pretty good.
Oh wow, well good luck on Shark Tank. Oh my goodness, you'll have to let me know when your episode airs so that we can tune in.
Thank you. I'm really praying and hoping that the features, one of the episodes, that'll be really, really awesome for Bloom Chase.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so proud of you. And I just think it's fantastic too. You know, this episode is called Following Your Dreams Pays Off, and you're doing just amazing work behind the scenes, and it will all pay off, you know, in a long run. Matter of fact, I think I better get my profile listed on... I don't know what the traffic is like coming from the Orlando, Florida area, but I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what? I probably
can
be on Bloom Chase.
Yes. And Orlando is, Florida is very big. It's one of our biggest markets, actually. Right now, most of our big markets, Florida, Orlando area, Atlanta, Dallas, New York. You know, so I'm going to be in New York next month too, coming to Florida soon. So these are so our big markets, you know, we're trying to put in some local presence as well, looking out for events and stuff like that to connect with local professionals, you know. And it's so amazing. It's so amazing in terms of what technology can do right now, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I said, gone are the days whereby, you know, people have to like work so hard, try to do business card flyers, which are still good, you know? Then try to pass out like 1,000 and hopefully get 5 people call you back. But with just $9 a month or $24.95, because the main difference between the both is that the $9 a month plan is localized. You can only list in your zip code. So let's say if your zip code is Orlando, if somebody is in Tampa, Florida, and, you know, they might not find you because if they're looking for somebody in that locality.
Right.
So with the $24.95 plan, you know, you're able to list nationwide, you know. Then, of course, the software is going to give more credence to those that are closer to the customers, you know. But you're not limited to just your zip code or your city. You can be found nationwide as long as somebody choose what you offer, you know. So it's just incredible how technology can, I mean, this is the best time to follow, for anybody to follow their dreams. This is the first time to start a business. This is the first time to do something with your dream, because it's so easy now to be, it's easier now to be successful in business than ever before, you know? So like I said, we're only less than $30 a month. You can really grow your business, you know?
That's
compared
awesome.
To then where you have, 2 years ago, you have to spend a lot of money on marketing and this and the other. So it's just such an incredible time to do business.
No, that's pretty amazing. And, you know, I certainly wish you all the success with bloomchase.com, and I'll be definitely keeping in contact now that we've made this connection. And if, when you're in Florida, if I'm in town, because my travel schedule is crazy, but we can mm-hmm. definitely see if we can connect, because I think that would be amazing. But I have another question that I want to ask you before we begin to wrap up. And I know that okay. you are an author, and you've got so many wonderful books on the market. Tell us mm-hmm. just a little bit about, or maybe you can give us one secret from your book, Millionaire Habits.
Thank you so much for saying that. You know, yeah, I've written a lot of books, you know, on, they're mostly online on Amazon. And one of the reasons why I wrote books, pretty much two reasons. One, to help people. And secondly, for multiple streams of income. Mm. One of the best things about Amazon, for instance, you know, you can write a book there, you know, without really marketing. Of course, you need to market your books, but if you put your book out there, if it's a good title that people are always searching for, there's a chance that somebody's going to stumble upon it and buy it because they need that information right there. So that's a lot of stuff people don't know. Because Rhonda, one of the things I'm moving towards, you know, and I'm trying to teach people, I teach a lot of my coaching clients too, is to get into the place of automation. Right, you know, get a sense of automation, try and automate your life, try and automate your business, your income, you know. So looking for ways whereby you don't have to work so hard, but you can get the same type of results compared to somebody that is working so hard, grinding. So like my book, A Millionaire Habits, some of my books out there, well, that's one of the things I wrote in the book too, you know. You know, if you want to be wealthy, you want to be rich, you got to find a way to grow whatever income you have right now. And one of the ways you can grow it is automation. Mm. First, and write books, you know. If you can write books, you know, put it on Amazon, put it on Kindle, write an interesting topic. You know, like Rhonda, I've written on topics that people do not, if I tell people some of the topics I've written on, people will be amazed. But I write on what people need, not just on what I want. For instance, I wrote a book on how to cure alcohol, ebook. This is an ebook. How to cure alcohol addiction. I've written a book on how to cure sleep disorder. I've written a book on cooking, on recipes, you know, because people want to learn how to do this type of things.
Wow.
And it brings residual income every 3 months when Amazon sends me a royalty for how many books I sell on through their platforms, you know. So, you know, it all comes back to what we're talking about today, following your dreams, following your passion, you know, not allowing anything to stop you or discourage you, you know. Keep going for it. Keep pushing it, you know. Learn, get a life coach, get a mentor, get somebody to work with you, get somebody to teach you how to work smarter and not harder, you know? So I wish people would just listen and just begin to apply it. I mean, they're going to see so much, you know, blessings that come to their lives.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, that is a wonderful transition to us. So wrap it up for us, Abraham, by telling people about the three substantial takeaways you want them to leave with. What do you want people to leave with that they can take and begin immediately applying to their lives?
Thank you so much. Okay, all right. So there are three big takeaways I want to give today. And number one is, if you want to be successful in life, you got to follow your dream. You got to follow your dreams. You know, whatever that is, you got to follow it. You got to stick to it. You know, don't jump from one thing to the other. You got to follow your dreams and stick to it. Number two, you need an actionable plan to achieve your dreams. You know, you need a plan. You can't just say, well, I want to be a millionaire, but you got no plan, no steps, no goals to get there. That doesn't work like that. So you need an actionable plan on how you can achieve those dreams. Number three. Bless me. Number three. Thank you. Number three, you need a mentor or coach. You need somebody, you know, that can also work with you on putting together an actionable plan or, you know, that can help you to achieve your dreams. So if anybody follows these three takeaways, these three steps, these three tips, they're going to do well. They're going to be able to achieve their dreams, purpose, destiny, or desire. They just got to follow their dream, take actions, then get a coach or mentor.
Wonderful. Well, Abraham, thank you so much for being here. You have shared some wonderful nuggets, and by being on our show and being transparent and open, you have, I'm sure, added to value, which is one of your goals in life, to someone else's life.
Yes.
I thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you giving me this wonderful opportunity. And anytime you need me on, please feel free to reach me. I'll be glad to come back on.
Wonderful. And to our audience members out there, I encourage everyone to visit our website and view the notes for the show, because Abraham has given us three wonderful actionable takeaways. And so I hope you were taking notes, but if not, you can find them on our website. As always, we will also provide the links to Abraham's social media. And so before we go, Abraham, how can folks reach you if they want to connect?
Thank you so much. Yeah, to reach us, you can connect with us online. Our website is www.bloomchase.com. Bloomchase.com. That's our website. And we're on Facebook, Twitter. Once you put bloomchase.com or Bloomchase Pro on Facebook and Twitter, then our website is bloomchase.com.
Wonderful. And for everyone else out there, I certainly thank you for tuning in to today's show. And I want you to stay tuned for our next episode. But until then, I really do hope that this episode has helped you take one more step towards living your most amazing life. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. We encourage you to consider today's takeaways and apply one or more to your life to help you build the amazing life you want to live. And remember to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and share with your friends by visiting the podcast archives at www.thedreamlifecoach.com.